This is a powerful statement. This statement will enhance and advance your anointing, your ministry, your family, and your life. We talked about last session, how desperate are you? And we reveal to you that God has already provided everything. In this session, which is very important, check your receiver. Wow, check your receiver. Ephesians was written from the perspective of what has already taken place in the whole book of Ephesians. We're going to read Ephesians 1:1-3. Check your receiver. But it reveals the perspective of what has already taken place. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you. What did he say be to you? Grace, right? And peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what he said. Who have blessed us, who will someday? No. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. What a class, what a revelation that is. We're going to say four things about that revelation. Notice the terminology here, God. Be God who has past tense. It's already been done. Bless us with all spiritual blessings. It's already been done. We're already blessed with all spiritual blessings, class. Say, I'm already blessed with all spiritual blessings. How many spiritual blessings? All. I want you to remember that. Check your receiver. Secondly, really all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ is just an old English way of expressing the truth that God has already blessed you with everything. And it's in the spiritual realm. Got it, Claire? In the spiritual realm. All right. Everything that God has done for you has already been deposited in your born-again spirit. This is what I want you out there teaching. I want you to get it as a revelation to yourself, for your family, for your ministry. Everything that God has done for you has already been deposited in your born-again spirit. Now, here's what I want you to hear. Although it's already there, you must draw it out of the spirit into the physical realm by faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, that's Hebrews 11:1 and Hebrews 11:6. Those verses are very important here. Although it's already there, listen, you must draw it out of the spirit and into the physical realm. Wow. If we ask someone for something they knew we already had, how would they respond to us? See, we keep asking God for what we already have. Satan wants us to believe that we got to fight all the time for God to answer. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, come go with me. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. Really, the Lord has already done everything for you. Once you get a revelation, then your faith goes working properly. So if we ask some of us something they knew we already had, how would they respond? There'd probably be an awkward silence. Would sound a lot like God, how God often responds to us. Because you know what he said in Hebrews 13:5? You got your Bible? I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Isn't that something? I will never leave thee. So no matter what smoke around you, what fire around you, what lie around you, whatever, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Well, two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. So when we ask God for what he already given us, we're letting, oh my, listen very carefully. When we ask God for what he has already given us, we are letting our senses dominate us. And our relationship, God is a spirit, right? They that worship him must worship him in the spirit of truth, right? As many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, right? The Spirit bear witness in my spirit that I'm a son of God. So God is a spirit. He given us the spirit of faith and the spirit of grace to operate, this sound good, in his space, his dimension. The Lord said, wherever you are right now, there are television signals all around you. He said this about it. Just because you can't perceive them with your five natural senses doesn't mean they're not present. Or he said, when you turn on and tune in, your television set is when you started receiving, but it's not when the station began broadcasting. See, so you got to turn God on. God is the giver of all earthly and spiritual blessing, Ephesians 1:3, and he already transmitted them to you. Wow. If you aren't seeing them manifest in your life, the problem isn't with God transmitter. You need to fix your receiver. So in other words, in Matthew 28:20, he said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So if I'm in a position and it seems like God is not answering my prayer, or God is not concerned about my situation, I'm actually in the sense realm. All of us been there. I've been there. You've been there. You ought to say, I'm not planning on going back, though. It's to be still. That's why he said, be still and know that I'm God. So nothing should overpowerly upset you from this day forward. Because you know, when you be still, you begin to recognize who you are, who you are in Christ, who you are in the Spirit, who you are in God. And anything that is against you, you must recognize is only temporary. All right? He said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. He's always there. But it's, I'm glad what I'm seeing is, it's dimensional. It's rim-wise. What rim you in? What dimension you in at any given moment? And your outside, your sense rim, your outside, take on the weather. It take on whatever going on. And if you don't function properly, you will be operating from the outside, and your outside cannot receive. It cannot receive what need to be received. So you're a person, you had to function. I'm telling you, class, you got to function from the inside. As a minister of the gospel, minister of Jesus Christ, you got to function from the inside. You got to draw from the inside, no matter what come up. So as we emphasize here, every time it seemed like you were losing, check your receiver. Every time you seem like you're praying and can't get an answer, check your receiver. Every time you need an anointing to go do the Lord's work and seem like you don't have it, check your receiver. And your receiver, thank you, Holy Ghost, and your receiver is not feeling. Feeling deal with flesh. Faith deal with the spirit realm. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by flesh. We walk by faith and not by feeling. We walk by faith and not by situation. We walk by faith and not by circumstances. You understand me? Understand that. Go back on the inside and stop dealing with circumstances and situation, opposition, and attack from the outside. Okay? All right. Let me see where I was over here. We're talking about the television signal. When you tune on your television set, is when you start receiving, you got to turn it on. But it is not when the station begins broadcasting. In other words, God is always broadcasting your victory, but you got to turn him on the inside. God is the giver of all spiritual blessing. He has already transmitted them to you. So all spiritual blessing is yours now. Now, you know, I believe in dressing. I dropped off to do a drop-in, and I'm doing your classes while I'm here on this drop-in. I don't think a minister should go to the pulpit with no little t-shirt on, no tennis on. I think he should be properly dressed. I want you to know that, with a tie, a suit, women dress appropriate, with the right kind of garment, not too tight, not all split open to see, show your whole body, your body figure, where people can't even think about what you're saying. They're looking at your physical body. We need to properly dress. I'm a pro on that, for telling people dress properly. All right. I remember I had a wedding one time. And the girl coming down the aisle, and half of her butt was out. Now, you know, I almost shut that whole wedding down. It wouldn't have been for my son and know what he'd been through. I would have shut it down and told him, go sit down. I shut him down and had the wedding with them sitting somewhere up there half naked on the step. I don't allow none of that, okay? So I just want you to know that. So if you aren't seeing things manifest in your life, the problem isn't with God transmitter. You need to fix your receiver. I want you to think about those things. Transmitter, and God is always transmitting all that he is, all that he has, and all that he can do. That's a powerful statement. Always. It's in the very atmosphere. And so it's always the receiver. So, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. That's a powerful statement. So train yourself as a receiver. Don't worry about the transmitter. The transmitter is on 24 hours a day. Nobody can stop the transmitter. Transmission. You got it? Or the transmitting? It's you, the receiver. Now, You need to believe that you're already blessed. Ephesians 1:3. God has already given you healing, wisdom, revelation, prosperity, joy, peace, everything you'll ever need. I'm going over this. You need to look at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father, Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now look, God has already given you healing, wisdom, revelation, prosperity, joy, peace, everything you need, God has already given to you. All you have to do is renew your mind, and let these things manifest themselves through you and to you. Are you with me, class? There was an actual transformation that took place in your spirit the very moment you were born again. Now you have, listen, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, Galatians 5, 22-23. You are right now in your spirit identical to Jesus. What? Jesus Christ. Did you hear what they said? You are right now in your spirit identical to Jesus. Let me give you two scriptures. 1 John 4:17 and 1 Corinthians 6:17. 1 John 4:17. 1 John. First John 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. That is so powerful. Look at 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6. Wow. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Wow. Ooh, that's powerful. That he that joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So we're one spirit with the Lord. You already got it. That is so powerful. Then let me see what else he says here. The same power that raised Christ from the dead now live on the inside of you. Ephesians 1:19. I just want to go to the scripture. It's so wonderful. So wonderful to be able to share this with you, not only by revelation, but by lifestyle. I'm excited because I live this life, the kind of lifestyle I live. Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality, mind, and power, and might, and dominion, every name that is named not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, has put all things under his feet. He's talking about you. And give him to be the head over all things of the church, Christ in you. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So listen what he's saying here. Listen what he said here. The same power that raised Christ from the dead now lives inside of you. It's infinitely easy to release something to you know. Let me read it over again. It's infinitely easier to release something you know and believe you already have than it is to try to get something you don't. You got to know you got it. So look at three things under there. If you're not absolutely convinced you already got it, You either submit to or have the battle thought that you won't get it. You already got it. However, once you know it's yours, how could you doubt you can get it? You can't. You already got it. This is simple, but so profound. You already got it. It's like the television signal. If you aren't seeing the picture, it's not God who is transmitting. It's your receiver that isn't working right. Okay, God always transmitting. You need to get into the honor manual, God's word, and start studying. Get into what? The honor manual, God's word, and start studying. Find out how to turn that thing on. Tune into it. Eliminate the static and deal with things to get the best reception. God is waiting on you to believe and receive. Believe and receive. It's already done. It's already done. Once you understand this, it's going to turn everything around in your life, your marriage, and your ministry. It's the receiver. You know, two words sound alike, believer and receiver. The believer got to be a receiver. The Lord don't have to transmit nothing else. What? The Lord don't have nothing else to do. He's done. He set everything in place. If you're in battling your body, you're battling your finance, you're battling your marriage, you're battling on your job, whatever it is, he's already set in motion. If you get the receiver straight, he's going to transmit to you exactly what you need to do to come out in victory. That is so good to know. You know, easily said, but you got to spend time in prayer, intercession, and meditation, fellowship with God to come to the real, because this work by faith, it don't work by feeling, and feeling always shouting at you. Feeling always telling you, you don't have it, you're not going to make it, it look bad. No, you got to be to go in faith. So don't fight to get healed because you've already been healed. Don't fight in an attempt to obtain healing. Fight to defend the healing that already have been provided in you in Christ. Allow this revelation to sink in and enlarge your attitude toward everything you receive from the Lord. This is a little extra here on this chapter because I'm about to close. We're dealing with check your receiver, I think. Check your receiver. Let's see what else you got back here. Got a bunch of scriptures. Okay. My spirit, soul, and body teaching go into much more depth on these truths. It reveals from God's word how your born-again spirit is already perfect, complete, and full of God's blessing and power, as it ever will be throughout all eternity. Or if not more, you got it already. Spirit, soul, and body, one of the first revelations I received through studying the Bible. It served as the foundation for almost everything the Lord has shown me since. These important truths freed me from the bondage of much wrong thinking, enabled me to consistently experience God's supernatural power. Personally, I cannot comprehend how anyone can truly prosper in their relationship with God apart from understanding this basic revelation. I see the Lord set more people free through spirit, soul, and body than almost anything else I've ministered. Check it out, spirit, soul, and body. Now a list of probably gonna give you next session. I'm gonna start on it. Check your receiver. I'm gonna give you scripture. According to Ephesians 1:1-3, I want you to study it. We have past tense been blessed with what? According to 1 Peter 2:24, we were past tense healed by what? Read Ephesians 1:19-21. The power that raised Christ from the dead and set him at the right hand of the Father is to what? Hebrews 13:5. Tell us two things God will never do. What are they? According to Matthew 18:20, Jesus promised to be there in the midst of the whom? As an Old Testament saint, David asked God in Psalm 51:10-12 to create in him a what? And to renew what? David asked God not to cast him away from his presence, nor take his blank from him. What did David, you better get these questions. What did David ask him to restore unto him? Read Hebrews 9:12-14. How many times Jesus entered into the holy place? What did Jesus obtain for us? What purged our consciousness from dead work? Matthew 28:20 tell us that Jesus is with us for how long? Even to what? According to James 5:15, what shall save the sick? Who shall raise them up? What happens if they have committed sin? Read Galatians 5:22-23. Is there any law against the fruit of the Spirit? 1 John 4:17 says that as Jesus is, so are blank in this world. According to 1 Corinthians 6:17, who are joined to the Lord of what? Right. And you got a, you got a lot of 26 minutes. I'm going to go about a half hour. All right, class, get these scriptures. Ephesians 1:1-3. 1 Peter 2:24. Ephesians 1:19-21. Hebrews 13:5, Matthew 18:20, Psalm 51:10-12, Hebrews 9:12, and Hebrews 9:14. I think it'll help you understand this chapter real clear. God bless you. See you next session.